The State Services Commissioner says he absolutely rejects claims he acted politically by briefing his minister about Winston Peters' superannuation payment, and not even his family knows what his politics are. The Deputy Prime Minister is taking legal action against Peter Hughes, former Ministry of Social Development boss Brendan Boyle, and two former National ministers for allegedly breaching his privacy. In the heat of the 2017 election campaign, the ministers were briefed that Mr. Peters had been overpaid his pension by nearly $18,000 over 7 years due to an error on his application. Mr. Peters says the use of the no surprises policy for briefing ministers was a sham, something Mr. Hughes completely denied at the High Court in Auckland today. Political reporter Yvette McCullough was there and filed this report.
State Services Commissioner Peter Hughes took the witness stand to defend himself and his decision to brief his minister, Paula Bennett, under the no surprises policy.
The allegations that I acted politically are untrue and unfounded, and I absolutely reject them.
Mr. Hughes says political neutrality is central to his role, and he is charged with setting standards of integrity across the public sector. He says any suggestion he acted against this principle is false.
I am confident that nobody, not even my family, knows what my politics are. This is something that I never discuss, and I never ever let politics enter into what I do or the decisions I make. Not once in all of the time that I have worked as a senior public servant has anyone accused me of political partiality or anything close to it.
Mr. Hughes says the overpayment and the Ministry of Social Development's handling of it went to the heart of the integrity of the state sector. And he says it happened against the backdrop of former Greens co-leader Materia Ture's admission she made false statements to receive more benefit payments. He says ministers have a responsibility to assure the House their ministries have acted appropriately, and in this case, to assure Mr. Peters was treated equally and without fear or favour. But he was grilled by Mr. Peters' lawyer, Brian Henry, about whether those assurances could have been made without naming his client.
That's correct, isn't it?
No, I don't agree. With respect, I think that would have been too vanilla to meet the requirements that were on Mr. Boyle to brief his minister on this matter.
So a memorandum setting out all the facts, just leaving out his name, is too vanilla. Is that what it comes down to?
Yes.
Ministry for Social Development boss Brendan Boyle also took the stand this afternoon and told the court he rejected allegations the decision to brief his minister was political.
I had no political motivation in deciding to brief my minister. My overriding concern was the accountability of the minister to Parliament and the potential risk to the government and MSD should questions as to the integrity of the welfare system be raised.
He told the court it would be nonsensical and erode trust if information relevant to their portfolios was withheld from ministers because it was sensitive or had political implications. Mr. Boyle also says Mr. Peters' claim that no surprises shouldn't apply to operational matters is incorrect.
I have never met a minister who did not expect to be kept abreast of any significant matter happening in their portfolio.
Mr. Boyle will be cross-examined tomorrow, and then the court will begin hearing closing arguments. In Auckland, for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.